Welcome to The Happy Eater with your host, Martita Robinson. This is a podcast for conscious women overcoming binge eating disorder. Learn tried and true spiritual principles for healing so that you can experience freedom around food and live life happy. Quick disclaimer. I'm not a licensed therapist or a doctor. The information that I cover here is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. If you need medical advice, please talk to your medical professional. All right, let's get started. Hi there, beauty. How is your day going? I hope it is beautiful wherever you are. It's gorgeous outside today. Spring is definitely here, which I'm so grateful for because I love this time of year. I love the lush green lawns. I love the bushes that are green. Everything is just green and beautiful. And pretty soon, you know, you'll start seeing even more beauty with the blossoms and flowers. I really look forward to that. And hopefully wherever you are in the world, you're experiencing beauty too, no matter what it looks like. So how are things going with presence? Are you focused in on letting go and flowing, allowing your sacred self to shine? I hope so. It's really important that that's a goal in order to really be the best you can be, to really step into your best life, living from divinity. So today I want to talk about how to figure out what you want. Now, it can be hard to figure out what it is that you want to eat because sometimes we get cravings and we just don't know what it is that we want, but really satisfying your craving is important for satisfaction. It really helps you to feel good after you eat, you know? It's like if you crave something and you don't eat it, you're just going to keep trying to find something until that taste is satisfied. So I wanted to talk about that today and give you a tip on really stepping into that and understanding what you need. So first of all, there are two things to keep in mind for this. The first is you have to ask yourself whether it is an emotional craving or a genuine craving. An emotional craving is a craving that you get when you want to binge, right? We get these cravings that come from, you know, processing emotions. Not processing emotions, coping with emotions, trying to process them, but you're not processing them right if you're eating to cope, okay? So really knowing which is going to be important in understanding your body and what it is that you need. So there is one way to tell if it's an emotional craving or if it's a legit craving, and that is to sit down and pull away. And, you know, there's a journey to this and a process to this. You begin to learn about yourself and learn about your body. And as days go on, you just begin to kind of incorporate it into your life, and you don't have to pull away to do this. So this is kind of for beginners and those of you beginning this process. So when you get this type of craving that you're not sure if it's an emotional craving or if it's a legit craving, what I do and what I recommend is pulling away from everything and sitting down and turning off your phone, turning off all distractions, music, television. If you have kids or roommates or people around, finding somewhere quiet that you can go to just kind of relax and settle into yourself. It's raining outside. spring rain is good. So you want to find a spot to sit down in and relax. So what you do is you just sit down. You let go for a minute. You just kind of take a nice deep breath in, nice deep breath out, nice deep breath in, nice deep breath out. And just give yourself permission to kind of relax here and let go. And then ask yourself, am I experiencing emotion right now, or is my body really craving something? And then just settle into yourself and listen and watch what's happening. If you're having emotions, then that means it's an emotional craving. And for me, my emotional cravings were always for sweets or for carby kind of heavy stuff. That's what I like to cope using. So anytime I would process, I would not process my emotions. Every time I would cope with food, I would follow whatever craving was coming, you know, which was always for sweets or something like that. Sweets or heavy stuff, but normally sweets, chocolates. And it really was never about, you know, the food for me. It was about coping. So when you have those emotional cravings, settle down and really get to a point of like really relaxed. Because if you're really relaxed and calm, the craving will go away, as well as the emotional flow. You just kind of settle down, let your mind settle, let your body settle, and just really release everything. Give yourself permission to just release and let go of everything. And after a couple minutes of doing that, you should get to a point, if you've been practicing meditation, and even if you're not, that's why I always stress practicing meditation, because meditation teaches you how to focus on something other than your thoughts and your body and your feelings. So it's really important that you meditate, all right? Get your butt on your mat every day and meditate. But, you know, this is for figuring out if it's a craving. So just sitting down for a couple minutes and not allowing yourself to get caught up in your thoughts, letting the thoughts pass, but just really settling down. You want to just settle down. Take a couple minutes to let the emotion process, because this is really the process for processing, right? Sitting down, pulling back, letting things pass. And if it's an emotional craving, you're going to find that it passes. Now, if you're hungry and you're actually craving something, it's not going to pass. It's going to be this persistent kind of thing. And you'll experience it whether you're calm or whether, you know, whatever it is that you're feeling, you're going to be hungry. So this is also the step to figure out what it is that you want. So when you go to sit down and you're calming yourself, and like I said, there's a process to learning how to, you know, tap into self and fully understand what it is that you need. And so when you go to sit down, just kind of calm down, relax, and ask yourself, what do I want? What do I want? And just start to let the pictures that come up, the feelings to come up. Really allow yourself to kind of flow with whatever is popping in your head. So you might have a feeling like maybe you're first thing that you think about when you think about what do I want is like chicken. And, you know, just some fried chicken or something. And it comes into your head and there's this vision of you with fried chicken. So what you do to figure out if that's going to satisfy you is you imagine yourself eating the chicken. It's very simple, but it's profound because it's you talking to you. It's communication through spirit. And really being able to tap into these pictures are how spirit speaks to you. as well as through feelings. So if you go to eat the piece of chicken and you can imagine yourself eating the chicken, then you know that's something that's going to satisfy you. But if you go to imagine yourself eating the chicken and you can't eat the chicken, then that's not going to work. It's not going to satisfy you. What you do is you just keep playing with pictures that come up. Keep playing with pictures. So then, okay, so the chicken doesn't work. All right, what else do I want? What do I want? What do I want? And you just start throwing pictures and images in your head. So do I want an apple? No. No, I can't see myself eating an apple. Do I want a bowl of macaroni and cheese? No, I can't see myself eating that. Do I want a salad? No, can't eat that. What about some sauteed green peppers and mushrooms? And you start to see yourself eating that and you're like, yeah. So it's a feeling thing and a visualization kind of thing. And really just asking yourself and going with the flow of your own images that pop up are how you're going to figure out what your body wants and craves, what your body needs. And this is an awesome way to connect with yourself in any way, with anything, just asking yourself and then sitting and imagining. But this is perfect for when you have those times where you want to eat something, and you just don't know what it is, what's going to satisfy you. So you just sit and you let the pictures come in, you let yourself visualize, you let yourself imagine. And that's how you do it. So that's the steps. There's two steps. First, figure out if it's an emotional craving by sitting and allowing the emotion, if there's emotion, to pass before you eat, because that should be the process anyway, right? And then if there's no emotion, then just ask yourself, what do I want? And let what comes. Imagine yourself eating it. If you can see yourself eating it and enjoying it, and you just like, yeah, that's what I want, then go eat it. And, then you know if it's connecting. But if it's like you're in your mind and you can't imagine yourself following through on it, then you know that's not really going to satisfy you. So hold off until you get that picture. All right. Okay, so I hope you have a great day. If you need me or have any questions on this technique, you can contact me at thehappyeater.us@gmail.com. I hope that you have a really great day. We'll talk tomorrow. Bye. Thank you for listening today. If you'd like to find out more information about the Happy Eater or to get personalized help, go to www.thehappyeater.us.